Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me in studio is Marnie Warner.
Good morning.
And also in studio is Lisa Hughes. She's the Southwest Regional Economic Developer for DEED, the Department of Employment and Economic Development.
Yes, good morning.
Now, last week in part two of this three-part series we're doing with you, Lisa, you were talking about higher education and how it really needs to address the needs of business when it comes to those businesses expanding or relocating to Minnesota in order to train skilled workers. And that could be everything from the technical colleges, the two-year colleges, and even the four-year universities, particularly for those highly skilled jobs like engineers and that sort of thing. And then you talked a little bit about your own job and how you really have to use telecommunications and technology to achieve what you need to do, because you not only cover a pretty substantial geographic area of southwestern and south central Minnesota, but you also deal with people all over the globe when it comes to businesses that are looking at Minnesota for expansion. So you have to be pretty familiar then with all of the communities that you're representing, essentially. I mean, you got to know what's there, right?
I absolutely do. And they're all different.
Yeah.
And they're all different. So you have to know the sites. You have to know the geography. You have to know the logistics, you know, the transportation amenities. You have to know what the services are available, their wastewater capability and their water capability, and the politics and the culture of the community.
Yeah, that's a lot to have under your belt.
It is. It is. But I will tell you, the staff with the local governments and their economic developers are always extremely helpful.
Right. And well, that's in their best interest, too, right? So they want to make sure that you get all the proper information, right?
That's right. So they're able to compete.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. What are you seeing in terms of the smaller communities in this part of the world? Are they being more collaborative? Are they trying to be more regionally focused?
That's a hard one for me to answer, simply because I haven't had those conversations with them. I would say, in parts of southwest Minnesota and parts of my territory, I see more collaboration than others. There are some communities that talk about the importance of regionalism and collaboration, but in practice, it doesn't show up as much.
Mm-hmm.
There's still that need to fight for the same project. That competition does exist. I don't know if we'll ever get rid of that. We try to talk to them about, hey, look at the economic impact of this expansion, and that you do participate in those benefits through, those jobs being available to some of your citizens, certainly people coming more into your town, spending some money. Your supply chain is amazing. This is an opportunity for your businesses that already exist there. So you don't need to poach this one. You can benefit just from that business expanding or locating in that other community.
Lisa, thank you so much. It's really been a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you so much for having me. This is a great conversation, and there are so many other things to cover, but it's been great fun.
Lisa Hughes, Southwest Regional Economic Developer for DEED, the Department of Employment and Economic Development. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.